The initiative, called NIMSY, is a nonprofit founded in 2007 after the National Academies commissioned a report that indicated a decline in student achievement in math and science. Escambia County is one of only two school districts in Florida and 13 nationwide accepted into the program this year.
If anyone has any doubt that the Escambia School District's moving in the right direction, today should put the cap on it. Just another move on our part to provide great opportunities for our students.
Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says they'll also build on NIMSY in the next school year.
World-class training for our teachers in terms of professional development. There'll be personalized tutoring sessions for students. This project offers incentives for both the student and the teacher to step up their game and perform at a higher level.
Escambia, along with Pensacola, Pine Forest, Washington, and West Florida high schools, will participate in the College Readiness Program, joining nearly 800 high schools and 1 million plus students nationwide.
Hello, everyone. I'm so pleased to be back in Florida, and as a teacher, I feel right at home at Escambia High School. It's great to be here.
During her 7-minute address, Dr. Jill Biden spoke about joining forces, a group founded by her and First Lady Michelle Obama in 2011, aimed at uniting nonprofits, schools, foundations, and businesses to give all Americans the opportunity to step up and show their support for military families.
NIMSY has done just that, to ensure that students at military-connected schools are prepared for the rigors of college and their careers. Today, I'm so proud to announce the expansion of NIMSY's College Readiness Program for military families.
About 100 military-connected schools take part in College Readiness. A federal grant funds teacher-to-teacher instruction, advanced placement summer courses, and a workshop in the fall for those teaching grades 3 through 12. In concluding, Biden had this message for both students and teachers.
I want you to know that our administration, the president, the Vice President, the First Lady, all of us are here for you. We believe in you. Now, for the fun part.
Jill Biden was joined by Jason Silva, the host of Brain Games on the National Geographic Channel.
It airs in over 171 countries, and it's all about making the science of the brain accessible to people. Really just showing you how the most complicated object in the universe, which is the human brain, is also surprisingly easy to fool.
Silva played a number of games with student teams from the five schools entering NIMSY. One was to connect all 9 dots with 4 straight lines in 10 seconds.
Is that 4 lines? I guess that looks like, yeah. Yeah, you got them all. 1, 2, 3, yeah. Yeah. They did. Pretty amazing.
More information on Joining Forces and the National Math and Science Initiative can be found at joiningforces.gov and at nms.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.